Welcome to Gamercast. This is episode 57. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul. And we're broadcasting this live today, which is January the 28th of January, which is today.
Today it is.
And look, we're actually broadcasting on time.
On time. It is 7 o'clock. So we have a fun and full-packed episode for you. And I mean, full. We're overflowing with stuff. We may even have to cut the episode short, because we overrun and put something next week. We do have some stuff that we'll be following on next week's episode as well, so we're just having an overview look at some stuff, because we just don't have time to do everything. Right, so, first up, no letters, but we do have some...
Well, we had some stuff on the forums. Julianos125, if that is his real name, which I doubt, says, first app I've listened to. I like it. I expected Paul's voice to be different. Okay, that's interesting. And a bunch of people asked what my voice should sound like. Okay, so we don't need that anymore. Don't need that. New channel, you know about that. You know about that. Burning Crusade, that's down there already. Okay, we're all set. Right. We've got a listener review this week as well.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
We shall play Captain Albert Wesker. Needs to shorten name. Make easy read.
Okay.
So we're actually going to play that now.
Okie-doke.
Okay, so that's fun.
Hello, this is Captain Albert Wesker, and I thought I'd do a review of Zanimax episodic content, and beginning with Culture Shock for Gamercast. Okay, well, I was kind of too young to play the original Zanimax, and seeing as it doesn't work on XP, I never actually got the chance to finish it, so... But I do know that I always enjoyed watching the cartoon when they used to show it on Channel 4 in the mornings. I think it was at the weekend. I'm not sure. I think that's when they showed it. And although that was kind of, like, toned down from the humour that the game had, it was still pretty funny when I was a kid. To go back and watch that. But Zanimax Hit the Road, which was the PC game, was made during the great boon of LucasArts and had the humour that was synonymous with adventure games at the time. The game, although short and simple, is an amazing addition to the adventure community, and the graphics are lovely, showing Zanimax as cute and cuddly as intended, I suppose, and I love it because they look so cute, but I think some people disagree. And it went well because when Escape from Monkey Island went into 3D graphics, I wasn't too hot with that. But that's probably because Curse of Monkey Island just looks so lovely to me. Moving Zanimax down from little pixels, I suppose, is a bigger leap, so it makes quite a difference. And the humour is exactly like it was back in Hit the Road. Amazing, with, you know, really strange stuff coming out of their mouths. What can I say about the gameplay? It's simple. The strategy is also very simple, but it's also very fun. I think some people would prefer it if the objectives and everything were a bit more obscure and you had to do more to get everything done, but they seem to be making it a bit simpler. Maybe if they'd done a harder setting or something like Monkey Island does, but I don't know. It doesn't matter for me, because getting to the end is the fun part. The only downside that some may see to the game is that they cost money. Some people don't like that. But I think at $8.95, that is, an episode, they aren't too bad considering how much fun I had out of them. Or if you want, I think you can buy the whole season in advance and download them each time they're released for $32.95. And that way you get a CD, which is what I got. Well, did. But you don't get the CD until they're all out, of course. So buy the damn game already! If you haven't seen Zanimax, then maybe it's not for you, I suppose. There are demos. You can play the demos of each episode, I think. So yeah, you should try them out. Even if you don't buy them, just try them out, please. Because they're great.
That was a listener review submitted by Captain or Colonel or something Albert Wesker. You can also submit your own audio reviews and letters by sending email to feedback@gamercast.net. The review should be an MP3, WAV, or WMA format and be about 3 minutes long.
Cool.
So So yeah, that's letters and reviews done for this week, so let's get on with the news. Some sales updates for everyone, because everyone likes figures, especially figures. Me. Nintendo DS has sold 10 million units in Europe.
That's a lot.
Nintendo Wii sold 4.2 million units worldwide. Xbox 360 has sold 10.5 million units. PlayStation 3 sold 1.2 million. So that's fun. Burning Crusade also shifted 2.4 million copies on day one as well. So that's pretty mental.
Mm. Going ages.
I suppose the other, like, most important news item this week is the release date for that console. What's it called?
It's an abbreviation. It's a weird word, but when you take each letter and you read it out, it's the oversized black paperweight that you may want to plug into the mains. That thing. That's
oh, the PlayStation.
Yeah, number three. The third one. The third installment. It's a trilogy. Oh my god, Sony have made a trilogy. They've got the first one, which was a great start, opened up many eyes. It kind of flopped at the end. Then their second one. It seemed like it was all going to be doing something new. Had all this promise. And it delivered on software, but all this promise, it just never turned up. And then, because it wasn't that great, they decided to go back and remake that episode. So they remade number two and went all the way through and made it smaller, quicker, faster, more likely to kill a child. And then episode three, we're still waiting to see what happens. But this one seems bigger, more expensive. Big high budget special effects, you know, you're going to see lots of explosions and fire.
Especially when the machines catch on fire and burn your house down.
Ah! Death by PlayStation 3. But a woman's already died from a Wii. So.
Yeah, they're being sued about that now, apparently.
Yeah, the whole holding your bladder. All right. Let's rock and roll.
So, PlayStation 3 release date, 23rd of March.
In Europe, so... And Paul has a countdown gadget that's out on Vista, so you can count down the minutes till days until it's out.
Yeah, there's a link for that on our Gamercast.net webpage type thing on this episode. It says, you know, we're in the show notes, countdown gadget. There's a download link for that, so you can download that to your desktop and watch the time trickle away until you realize you need to buy an Xbox 360.
Mm. Really, we should release another one so it count down until it get when it gets to zero and says it's time to buy your PlayStation 3. It counts down again of how many minutes until you'd want to get rid of it and buy a 360. So it'd be like from purchase time. This is how long
what
before
I actually
you change your
intended
mind.
To do was when the countdown reaches zero. Make it like have an Amazon link to buy an Xbox or something.
Mm.
But the code wasn't working and I could be bothered. I'd faff around with it too much. Because it's not worth it.
No.
It's only a PlayStation. I mean, nobody cares.
Exactly. Let's move on. Who cares? Next, Mario Kart 64 on the Wii in Europe. I noticed this when I went onto the shop.
I noticed this and Catherine sent me the URL to this article.
Very cool. Going to download it when I get a chance, but money's going in other places at the moment, so I downloaded a Super Nintendo Super Protector, which I used to play on the Super Nintendo as a kid, so I had to have a little go on that, which is very cool. So I'll get good old Mario Kart when I get a chance. But yeah, Mario Kart on the 64 four player. The only thing they said is this version they haven't been able to sort out the problem with ghost information, but hey, whoever uses their ghost information is useless. As I'm concerned, it's more about racing around with your friends and blowing the crap out of them with their balloons attached to their car. Very cool.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Nice. Another news, Wii News. The Wii News channel goes live. I got a really groovy light show. It scared the crap out of my dad. He rings me up while I'm in town going, I hope you realize that your Wii's going berserk and it's flashing lights at me. And I said, Dad, that's normal. It's downloading. So he was like, fair enough. So I got home and powered it up with the Wii News channel. Fair enough. You want it wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting that there would be like a video or something, but it's not. It's literally information that, for news like you would get off the internet. Fair enough, you want more, you go to the internet, but this is just an overall...
But apparently it's not very good.
I only had a quick look.
For example, the PlayStation 3 release date was reported for in Japan, because that's where the article originated from.
Yeah. You can go onto a globe thing like you can with the weather and go check news out, news reports from different parts of the country. So you have to make sure you're in the right country when you look at it.
Is there any like streaming video news reports or anything like that?
No, it's just
so
articles.
So it's not as good as Xbox 360 then, is it?
No, it's just articles. That's the thing, they said the console's not built like this, it's just an add-on feature. So, you know, it's just there, have a quick glance, yada yada yada. I probably very rarely.
Well, on Xbox 360, I can watch all the BBC news things whenever I want, and, you know, MTV stuff, and play games on it, like, you know, stupid TV games on it as well, or through, like, Media Center.
Yeah. But, you know, it's alright. It's not being better than anyone, it's not innovative, it's just there. It's a tool. Use it or lose it. Doesn't matter. But anyway,
so you'll lose it if you don't use it.
Yeah,
it won't like stay on there waiting for you to use it again. It'll go away.
It runs away. It goes, I don't want to be wanted anymore. I will report news. Anyway, so yeah, that's out. Other Wii news. Sonic and the Secret Rings trailer was out, so I had a little gander at that. Very cool. A lot of people were a bit worried about how this new rail system's going to be working, where Sonic will be running on a set path. Now, from the looks of it, it is pure, proper, three-dimensional Sonic platform game. It is more like the original Sonic game than any of the others, because there's none of this faffing around with the thumbstick and bouncing into the wrong stuff. It is fast, quick, and it's not all camera angles from behind. There are some bits where the camera angle comes around to the side like a proper platform when you're running along very narrow edges and stuff. So it does look incredibly cool.
That sounds interesting if they've taken away the whole thing of falling off stuff.
Yeah, it is literally, you can move...
Because all the previous Sonic games, you can't control it.
No, it's uncontrollable.
You're all over the place.
This, it's faster, it's quicker, and more controllable. They took away some of your freedom, but in doing so, you're spending more time doing other stuff. So I must admit, I was very impressed with this, and it'll be it's on my Wii list of stuff to get. So, very cool. Right, next. Can't read the last bit of it because it's underneath.
Microsoft put an advert in PlayStation 3 magazine for
Gears of War.
See, and there's a picture of it. PlayStation 3 and Gears of War on the back of it.
Feel sorry for someone who's like, wow, look at that game.
Wow, look at that game. I'm so going to get a PS3.
Yeah, but it's not on it.
Then he buys a PS3, Sony lose loads of money on it. He doesn't buy any games and he sells it and gets a 360.
You're not a big cinema guy, are you?
No.
Well, obviously you won't know this then, but...
Unless I can go for free.
Yeah.
And unless I can skip all the adverts and shit in the start of it.
Speaking of adverts, since Xbox 360 has been out, they've always been pushing Xbox 360 adverts at the cinema, and you can always see them. And one that really has caught my eye and works really well at the cinema has been the Donnie Darko edited music into Gears of War. They've been playing that at cinema, and that in the high definition on the big wide screen. And as soon as you sit there and like, I want this game.
It's called marketing.
It is good marketing.
In their fancy suits thinking, how can we target all those nerds?
Put it in a cinema. But yeah, it looks absolutely amazing in the cinema. It just makes you think that you wish you were a billionaire and you could have your own cinema and play 360 in the cinema.
You don't need to be a billionaire anymore, Adam. You only need to be a millionaire.
Yeah, I know, but I want to be
a billionaire. It's 1,000 times easier now.
I want to be a billionaire because then I can buy the cinema and all the other listed stuff I want, like my own moon base and stuff. Anyway, let's not get onto that because we'll be here.
You're going to need to be a big billionaire to buy a moon base, because you're going to have to build it to start with.
Yeah. Out of cardboard boxes.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Okay, next. Double Dragon on Xbox Live Arcade in March. My God, that is...
I played Double Dragon on the Spectrum.
And I played it Double Dragon 2 on the NES.
Nintendo fanboy.
You gotta love it. So you had a thing for it, did you?
Oh, you wanna see the actual...
Yeah, let's see the screen.
Article. Emperor's Tomb, and there
ooh.
It is.
Ooh, look at that. Double dragon. Classic. Classic.
400 points as well, so that's not too bad.
No, that's pretty good. Pretty good at all. Like that.
Online co-op as well.
Double dragon.
So that's the like enhanced version, but they smoothed all the graphics out, and that's the you've got two versions of the game. You've got a version which is just the raw pixels as they would have been back in the olden days, and then you've got like a smoothed out version.
That's cool.
Which looks a bit nicer.
I like the fact they give you the option of being able to choose one or the other, because someone will be like, yeah, well, I want to see how it really was, and yeah, that is pretty cool. So yeah, Double Dragon on Xbox Arcade.
Check out that guy's eyes. Original version, his eyes are like really scary, and
Mr. T with this really scary cat on the bin. It's a Cheshire cat. Okay, right, so next we've got Crackdown demo on Xbox Live Marketplace.
Yeah, Crackdown is that mental game which is just mental, and it comes with the Halo 3 beta multiplayer type thing.
Obviously that's not on the demo, because it's a demo of a game that will have a demo with it. So,
yeah.
Have you downloaded it?
No.
Are you intending to download it?
Maybe.
Maybe, just to see what the hype's about. And
well, I've seen the trailers and all that.
You're basically looking for the proper reason why you want it. Is it worth spending that much money on this game for the beta of Halo?
No. I mean, how much... the game has got all its attention because it's a Halo 3 thing.
Mm. That's what I mean. For you, you're a Halo fan, but what I'm saying is you can... Obviously, you wouldn't buy that game.
All the magazines have been saying, yeah, it's awesome, but it's like super arcading and stuff like that, which isn't my, you know...
Yeah, that's what I mean. You want to look at it and play on it and then justify not buying it, because if you play it and you go, actually, no, I could like this, then obviously that's a reason to get it, plus the Halo. But if you play the demo, at least then, great thing about 360, you've tried the demo, you know you're not going to like it, so you say to yourself... I really can't justify wasting this money on here, even though it's got the Halo 3 beta on it.
I mean, everything is going to be bundled with the Halo 3 beta.
Mm.
You're going to walk into a supermarket, buy a packet of cornflakes with the Halo 3 beta on it. That's what you're going to get.
Master Chief inside
like.
With a strap-on gun, he goes...
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. New book out.
Yeah, that's the new Halo book out.
Very cool. Pre Halo 1?
I don't know. I've not even looked at it yet.
It's just arrived, because all the others are pre Halo 1, aren't they?
No. The Fall of Reach is pre Halo 1. The Flood follows with the Halo 1 story, in that
right.
You follow the Master Chief and a bunch of grunts and stuff like that, which are really cool. Following the grunts, and then you've got First Strike in it. Yeah, First Strike is between Halo 1 and Halo 2.
Oh, that's cool.
But that one doesn't have any stuff with the Master Chief in. They've, like, splintered. They've done a whole side thing.
Oh, that's
completely
cool.
Off from it.
So, yeah. I think Crackdown would be one of those good games, and I think it's a good thing, because a lot of people do like the arcade games. It's like, you know, your Grand Theft Auto. It's a game you can pick up and you just run
around. Pick up and just run around and, you know,
you've got the superpowers and you're blowing stuff up. But I find it's probably one of those games that I would play, shove myself in the beanbag, power up the 360, and just blatter stuff, and then put it down again. Like how I used to go around and I would hardcore playing Hitman. I used to love going around and do other stuff other than the missions. I like those sort of games. They have their place in my life. So, yeah.
Demo has a time limit of 30 minutes as well. Once you hit level 2 in any skill.
So you hit level 2...
I imagine you like rank up with skills like a sort of role-playing game. And then once you do hit that, you've got like a, you know, 30-minute time limit. So.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, so you
can't go around forever.
But the 30 time limit didn't kick in until level 2.
Yeah, so you've got, you know, a bit of time to mess around with it.
That's cool. I like that.
Well, no, that's annoying. I hate demos of time limits.
No, I like it that it's you're going so far and then you've got a time limit to play. Instead of it just saying, right, you've hit level 2, that's it. And it cuts you off. no time to play. I don't like it where you get to a level and you're waiting for that next bit and you don't get to the next bit. Okay, so next we've got Square Enix license Unreal Engine. I did notice the whole new Unreal for Xbox 360.
Unreal 3 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's happening with that?
Don't know, yeah, I've not had a look. Here you go, so this is good for a number of reasons. One, it will mean Square can easily port, well not port, easily cross-develop games.
Mm.
So they could develop a game on the 360 and game on PS3 and not have to do a lot of work to get them.
Yeah.
Get them, like, doing stuff. So that's fun.
Yeah, liking that. Nice picture. But, so Square Enix, Epic Games, Unreal 3 Engine. Blah, 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 Square Enix, high success, fashion. Oh, he's going into Square Enix and stuff. Whatever. But yeah, that looks like a good mix of stuff there. I'm just blabbering. I'll shut up.
Well, it's the same as Microsoft. Microsoft licensed the Unreal Engine for everything.
Mm.
And they're not using it with Halo.
Who needs to use it with Halo? They've got their own. It's a Halo engine.
So what have we got next? Fallout 3. There's a bit about this.
Oh, I remember
Fallout 3 sort of like disappeared for a while.
I know, I had Fallout 2. I like playing that.
It's made by Bethesda, so same people who did Oblivion.
Mm.
And all that sort of stuff. So they've had people working on it since late 2004. And like, you know, a dozen or so people on it. And then when Oblivion finished up, they put all their people on it hardcore.
That's cool.
So yeah, that's coming out for Windows and Xbox 360.
Well, I like the fact that that's coming out. I did like playing that. It was one of my nice.
And if this particular article tells them they better get more than 3 voice actors. They just use all the Oblivion ones and say, hey, that's that Nord in Oblivion. What are you doing here? So that's fun. Now this is awesome news. Forza Motorsport 2, May 2007 release.
Nice.
That's kick ass because Forza Motorsport rocks.
That's some good news.
Did you play the first one?
No, I never really got into it because I didn't get into my racing, back into the racing game sort of thing until I hit Project Gotham 3.
I see. Well, basically, it's a Gran Turismo clone.
Mm.
Only, it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just check out all the reviews for, you know, Forza Motorsport 1 versus Gran Turismo 4, Forza Motorsport 1 destroyed it.
Mm.
You know, realistic damage, the lot in it. You know, and like, you know, GT, which is, you know, the world's most realistic driving simulator or whatever, and the cars bounce off each other like bumper cars.
Or if you touch someone, then you fall back.
In Forza, you know, you get the damage and all that. And you can pwn your car as well.
That's cool.
Go around the track backwards with everyone else and head-on collision. Pwnage.
Because Craig was a big fan of that. He
Yeah, Craig got really into it.
Mm.
So did I.
It's a definite... See, that something like that now on the 360, I'll be a bit more...
Because the thing with Gran Turismo is you can, although you could tweak your car, you know, tweak suspension, engine, gearbox.
Mm, yeah.
You could do all that in Forza Motorsport, and you could customise the actual look of the car as well.
Yeah, a bit more aesthetic.
Which is good, because I made a really cool looking car, which had like a stripe down it.
Good old racing stripe, makes it go faster.
No, that's what the holes in the bonnet are for.
Yeah, the pickaxe.
Simpsons episode.
Yeah. Speed holes.
Yeah. The mob guy, when they're after Homer because they think he's Krusty the Clown, they shoot the car in front of him. And he says to the salesman, what are these holes for? They're speed holes. They make it go faster. Then he goes home with a pickaxe and puts it in his hand. And then Flanders walks up and says, what are you doing that for? Then Flanders gets shot and his piece of the true cross saved him. Nice going, Flanders. The Flanderses is
Flandersons.
Flanderses. The Flanderses. So this is a awesome game. because it rocks. Bad news doesn't have in-car view like PGR3, but that's because it's got way more cars, so they can't, unless they give you a generic dashboard for every car, and it's like, what's the point in doing that? So that's cool. We've also got in Xbox Live Land, let's see if I can find this out, some kid threatened some other kid over Xbox Live, saying he was going to bring a gun to school, and the FBI like raided his house and arrested him and seized his 360. So yeah, it's nice to know that free speech is still going strong in America. You can't even say you're going to bring a gun to school.
Yeah. But it shows the power of the Xbox 360. It stopped gun-wielding kids bullying other kids, and it
well, if all the kids have guns, then it wouldn't be a problem, would there? What happens is, when you get one psycho nut come to school with a gun, and nobody else can defend themselves.
They all need to be wearing Kevlar. You know,
Need to be wearing, you know, full-blown rifles, and, you know... Then if someone tries to mess with them, it's one-on-one situation.
It's how you send kids home from school. You get them in their Kevlar body armor and some beanbag shotguns and send them home. Some old man tries to be a bit of a kiddly filler. Beanbag straight to the nuts. Like, see him try and get a hard on with a beanbag jam between his gold bladder. Right.
Right. That's fun.
Next, we've got Gears of War hits 7 in Japan... charts.
Japanese charts.
I can see them liking it. It's got that nice, not anime style.
It's got that film sort of feel to it.
Yeah, and they like that sort of thing.
They like weird games like that.
Yeah,
we'll actually read the whole chart thing out. Because it's got so many weird games on there.
Hack, yeah, that's based
Hack,
off.
Hack number one.
Based off Japanese anime.
Wario on the DS, number two. Shining Force, PS2. Wii Sports on the Wii, because Wii Sports isn't bundled over there.
Yeah.
Wii Play at number 5. And Dragon Shadow Spell, PS2, Gears of War 360. That's, you know, pretty hardcore.
Common knowledge.
And then
training.
The rest of it is just DS games. Oh, there's one PSP game there. And, you know, the next 20 is just DS games.
DS just rocks over there. It just is the ultimate console.
So yeah, that's cool.
Like to see the Pokemon Diamonds there.
So it should help 360 in Japan.
Yeah, games like that are really going to start pushing, especially when Blue Dragon finally comes out.
The Creedo Japanese games. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that hit, you know, number one.
It's going to push the sale of 360 in Japan. Do they have a different controller on the 360 in Japan, or are they using the same one we've got? Because it's similar to the S controller, so I presume they wouldn't need any smaller one. Imagine they're liking that.
Well, they had the Japanese controller, which was the S controller anyway. So.
Yeah.
There's only all the moaning yanks. Oh, the controller's too big. My 3-year-old can't play on it. Where?
It's not for your 3-year-old. I didn't get a games console until... I was just finishing primary school, and I had to buy it myself.
Catherine says Blue Dragon is already out over there.
Is it? Woo! That means it's not long
till it comes... But why isn't it out over here, then?
Ooh, that means it's not long till it comes over here. Ooh! Gonna make me want to buy a 360 now. I haven't got the money, I've got to buy this yet. God damn it.
We're waiting for a reply from Catherine.
She's writing. She's still typing. She's finished typing.
Oh, no.
She stopped typing. She started typing. Ah, here we go. We've got a link. Blue Dragon. That's looking pretty sweet.
So why isn't it come out in Europe?
Well, let me have a read. Famed game producer Hajirobo Sakazaki, whatever. Mistwalker developer. Our tune presenter of the highly anticipated Xbox 360 exclusive Blue Dragon, featuring character design of Akira Toriyama of Dragon Ball Z and music from of Final Fantasy.
Insert Japanese words here.
Yeah, Blue Dragon is an epic role-playing game that centers around a young boy named Shuro and... Oh, the screen moved then. Several of his friends...
The unlikely hero possesses the powers to control phantom shadows that mirror the actions of their master, giving Shrew his command, mysterious strength and power. Go on, go on, go on. So yeah, that is looking absolutely...
Yeah, Catherine says they've got a translator. Well, it shows the absolute ridiculousness of the development environment if they're not doing all the releases simultaneously. Microsoft Windows, 30 languages on launch.
Yeah, it's the way they do it.
That's like double Windows XP on launch. So get yourselves together, whoever develops it.
So... Ooh, definitely liking that. Yeah. Oh, I'm buying that. Definitely buying that.
The artwork is just dripping of Dragon Ball Z. Like Dragon Quest. So, big fan. Definitely looking forward to that. Thanks for that from Catherine. Right. You want to do the next one?
Yeah, some people might have seen this already during the week because it was spread around over the internet quite thoroughly. On the Sony PSP website, I think it was, it was a PSP one. They were advertising Gran Turismo HD trailer download on the PSP, and they had a screenshot of Project Gotham Racing 3. They had, you know, the famous one with the yellow car. The screenshot everyone has seen,
yeah,
like 5,000 times, because it's one of the worst screenshots as well. And they've got that with HD, you know, Gran Turismo plastered on top of it, saying download the latest trailer. So nice going, Sony. Still Microsoft stuff in order to try and flog your own.
Is that what they're calling
crap.
They're calling it
Gran Turismo HD or something.
Yeah, but there they've got it HD Gran Turismo 4. So what is it? It's the high definition version?
Because they faffed around with it a lot. It's not being a standalone game anymore. It's being like just a downloadable, like a demo.
Oh yeah, the first one that comes out, and then they might release it as a full game later on.
Yeah. So yeah, that was kind of stupid of Sony. I mean, you know, how low can you get if you have to use the competition's games to try and flog your own?
Mm.
You know, they should be sued for that.
Yeah, bloody hope so.
I mean, gee, I was really looking forward to this game you advertised on your site, Sony, and then I realised the game in question didn't look anything like it.
Fair enough, if they'd used like the CG enhanced cars from the opening sequences of Gran Turismo, which are just CG representations and not in-game graphics, you know, that would be cheeky, but it's their own stuff.
Exactly. What probably happened is the web guy probably did a Google search for Gran Turismo, and it brought up a, you know, Project Gotham thing, and you know, like a Project Gotham versus Gran Turismo comparison, because there's so many of those, and just picked a Project Gotham one by mistake.
Yeah.
So yeah, nice going. Check your, you know, information first, unlike us who just don't yet.
Exactly. Ding, bang.
So yeah, that's exciting.
Right, now on our religious.
Zelio was in the chat.
Yo, Zelio.
Nobody else is in the chat room. Catherine just talks over MSN, which is... So I've got them in each corner of the screen.
In the blue corner, we have Catherine in MSN. And in the red corner, we've got Zelio in Gamercast chat room. Hurrah! Who's going to win? Neither, because they can't beat against each other, because they're chat room and MSN thing. And you're making Vista swirl. Alright, okay, next.
Yeah, look how many windows I've got open. There's like thousands of them.
Okay, next we've got the Pope.
Yeah, man, the Pope, that pompy guy in the stupid hat. Poncing around in his... whatever it is. Yeah, Pope, what's his name? Benedict or something? Benedict 16 or...
Eggs. Eggs Benedict. Sorry.
Yeah, Benedict 16th.
I like that picture. I didn't realise he was friends with Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Those two are like brothers, they're close.
In this particular article, he's called Pope Palpatine, then they cross Palpatine out. So yeah, basically he says, gamers are perverts. I'm paraphrasing slightly there, but that's basically what he says. I'll quote the whole thing. Any trend to produce programs and products, including animated films and video games, which in the name of entertainment exalt violence and portray antisocial behaviour, or the trivialization of human sexuality, is a perversion. Yeah? Screw you, church man. I don't like church people around here. Thank you. Especially Catholics. Well, that's when you get a Catholic poncing around.
Exactly. With a cape and all.
Well, this is a really good time to go to the forums. Because we've recently had a bit of a religious discussion and I've put in loads of really cool Bible verses. Yeah, just some taste quotes. Let's see what we've got. Oh, here we go. All who curse their father or their mother must be put to death. Okay, let's do that.
If a man lies with a male as with a woman...
I'll read it. I'll do the funky voice.
Okay.
If a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them shall be put to death for their abominable deed. They have forfeited their lives. So yeah, it's nice to know why gays are so respected in the Catholic community.
Mm.
Nice going, Jesus. What else have we got? Oh, here we go. And at midnight, the Lord killed all the firstborn sons in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of the son of Pharaoh, who sat on the throne, to the firstborn son of the captive in the dungeon. Even the firstborn of their livestock were killed. Pharaoh and all his officials and the people of Egypt woke up during the night, and a loud wailing was heard throughout the land of Egypt. There was not a single house where someone had not died. Yeah, nice one, God. Thanks a lot. You just killed one person and did like every family in the whole of Egypt. What else have we got? Oh, if a man is caught in the act of raping a young woman who is not engaged, he must pay 50 pieces of silver to her father. Then he must marry the young woman because he violated her. So yeah, he has to pay 50 pieces of silver to her father because she's someone else's property. And he used her without permission.
Because women are property. You can go buy one at your local Quick Save.
They had Quick Save in Jesus Land?
Wow. Super Mercados.
Yeah, that's where Jesus had his first job. he wasn't a loaf for all his life. He wrote in Quick Save.
Quickie Mart. Who needs a Quickie Mart? I do. Okay, next.
Oh, you want the next one? Okay, let's just find one. When the Lord your God hands it over to you, kill every man in the town, but you may keep for yourselves all the women, children, livestock, and other plunder. You may enjoy the spoils of your enemies that your Lord God has given you.
In other words, it's a load of hoo-ha that they just allow you to read. And it's
in other words, if anyone actually read the Bible, they'd be horrified by what's in it.
Yeah. Read the Bible, most of the people that preach the Bible would actually
nuts.
Find themselves in hell if it exists. And
I mean, Hitler's in heaven. If you go by the Bible, Hitler is in heaven. He was doing the work of the Lord, killing believers in another god. I mean, where's the actual quote here? If your own full brother or your son or daughter, or your beloved wife, or your intimate friend entices you secretly to serve other gods whom you and your fathers have not known, gods of any other nations, near at hand or far away, from one end of the earth to the other, do not yield to him or listen to him, nor look with him pity upon him, to spare or shield him, but to kill him. Your hand must be raised to slay him.
Okay. You know what that says to me? If everything in the Bible is true. Heaven is a lonely place and everyone should really go to hell because it's much more fun there. Heaven must be having...
I mean, heaven is full of all the genocidal maniacs and everything.
And you probably got, tumbleweeds rolling past because it's pretty much population...
And they've all killed each other.
Population, 5. Hell, population, larger than Earth and growing. Yeah, let's get off the religious subject. It's boring me. Ugh. Okay, something else a little bit unholy. The iPhone.
The what?
iPhone.
What's that?
Supposedly, someone got some plastic cement and glued a really crap phone to a cheap iPod. And they called it the iPhone. Which is ripped off another company who happened to legally own the name iPhone.
Yeah, Cisco Systems.
Exactly. Which we've mentioned in previous episodes.
So yeah, I was only playing, when I said I didn't know what the Ivan was.
I know.
It was my attempt at ignorance. I failed miserably.
That was my reply joke of, this is what the iPhone is. Piece of crap. Okay.
Oh, I thought that was serious.
Well, it is serious, but, you know. We're telling the truth. Don't lie. We don't lie on this show.
Shall okay. we play Steve Ballmer?
Yeah, go on then. Here is a video on YouTube that you can find of Steve Ballmer. What's the tag for this? When it loads.
We'll read that. It's still loading. Right. We've got a link for it on the show notes page.
Yeah.
Steve, let me ask you about...
This is Microsoft CEO.
Zoom, if I may. Zoom is getting some traction, then Steve Jobs goes to Macworld and he pulls out this iPhone. What was your first reaction when you saw that?
$500? Fully subsidized with a plan? I said, that is the most expensive phone in the world, and it doesn't appeal to business customers because it doesn't have a keyboard, which makes...
There you go, so you can view the rest of that clip on YouTube.
Goes on to say about the Zune and the comparison, Microsoft's jump into the MP3 video home media portable market. To be honest, I think that they're going to give iPod a run for their money, because iPod are just slowly, they were the big thing, because they were one of the first people to actually have an MP3 player attached to a hard drive. And it was aesthetically pleasing. Who was before that? Was Creative before that? Or
Creative was before, and then Philips were before. But there were, it was, you know, 2 or 3 years before iPod.
Did they existed. Have the same capacity though? Was it like 60 gig hard drive? Yeah. Well, they were the first ones I've heard of. But
they were the first ones that for some reason like managed to get their marketing people to actually market it.
Yeah, it came out. It was a big push, and iPod's been there ever since. But I feel that people are starting not to like iPods because it's getting a little bit too samey, a little bit too many products, and other stuff like Creative. People are like realizing that Creative are bringing out stuff that looks exactly the same like the iPod. There's just as much stuff and gadgetry for it, and yet you don't have to use bloody iTunes. So a lot more people that are actually getting onto the net and getting more into the stuff that we live for are starting to realize that you don't have to have an iPod.
But trouble the Zune, same model as the iPod. So you unmatched for the place for sure model, like that, the Creative players, and so on and so on, because you can use music from Napster, Urge, MTV's thing, and you know, all the dozens of other stores, and you can mix them all together and they all work. Mm. With the Zune, you have to get it from the Zune store, so it's locked in like the iPod is. But so that is bad, and that needs to change.
But then on the plus side for me, I never buy anything. I download mine off the internet, or I rip mine off my own copies of CDs, or I get them off my girlfriend. So mine will, my
you're breaking the law.
My contents of my Zune will be a downloaded copy of my own original copy.
Gamercast does not endorse Adam's decision to pirate music.
Piracy, arr! I got a pirate.
No, you don't. You've got a stupid t-shirt saying United States Army Surf Team Vietnam.
This was a Christmas present thing, you know.
Did they get pwned?
Had machine guns. It won't fire, it's wet, because I'm a stupid yank. Anyway.
I know, we can sneak around in the water and they're going to see us. And then we can shoot them. Oh no, our guns don't work and now a shark's eating me.
Yeah, sharks in Vietnam. Vietnamese sharks.
So yeah, the Zune is cool and all that. European release is later this year.
Mm.
It's a good player, but it needs to be opened up. The adverts are really good as well.
Mm,
that's one thing Microsoft were willing to do. Microsoft was willing to throw bucket loads of money at it to break the iPod, which none of the other companies who were developing with Microsoft's platforms were willing to do.
But no, I'm liking the Zune. I had a look on the webpage today and had a drool over it. Very, very happy.
Did you see the cool advert with the two birds?
I didn't watch any of the adverts for it, so I haven't seen any yet. But
I'll just find this out. Talk about it for a second.
But yeah, the Zune's quite cool. Some people are complaining about some of the features of the Share. You can use Wi-Fi technology to communicate from one Zune to another.
That's cool, but you can only play shared things 3 times. That needs to change as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, Microsoft are like paying Universal and all these companies for that feature. For every Zune sold, they say, okay, we'll give you a cut.
Yeah.
Just to try and keep them
Oh
happy.
Yeah, this is the other thing on the news. They're getting a cut from Universal.
Paying Universal a cut.
Yeah. They're paying Universal money for doing this, yet they're complaining and saying that the stuff that they download off the Zune website have locked features to stop people sharing. which is wrong, really. Hopefully, people will get a push and this will open, because it'd be really cool if you've got.
But yeah, non-DRM music and any file should be transferable forever.
Mm. So yeah, I like the idea of it, but it is pretty cool if you want to borrow a track off someone and then, you know, go get it later. To be honest, it's cool that you can borrow a track, listen to it, and then later on, if you really, really like it, that you can go and get it off and later off the.
Yeah, this is Soapbox. This is really cool. You can like go full screen without actually having to do anything. See?
That's cool.
But yeah, they've got like loads of artwork like this for all the Zune stuff. It's really funky.
Birdie's on fire.
So yeah, I can see that getting banned because the poor birdie's getting hurt by fire. Just like the lyrics of the adverts that get banned.
But no, I'm pretty impressed with Zune. In other news with the iPhone, it's been released that the price is going to be £499 and £599 or £550 for the 4GB and 8GB phones, where they found out that the actual real cost of one of these phones, you know, if you just had one bought and it was none of the retail stuff, a 4GB one would actually only cost you £289.
So yeah, Apple are making 50% profit on
it. Yeah. So that alone is a little bit kind of like, you feel like you're throwing your money away. It's like you're buying a £289 phone, then you're paying that extra 50% because it has Apple jabbed on the front. And it's not even going to be a good phone from the looks of things. It if you watch the YouTube video, they go on about it, it's going to be the most expensive phone, and we're just seeing mobile phone on the market.
I mean, mine's got touchscreen.
Hmm?
Yours has got a touchscreen. Look, I can use the phone with my fingers. That's scary. See?
So.
And mine's got a keyboard.
Certainly.
I can actually type fast on it.
So does mine. You know. Let's see you write an email fast on a blooming iPhone. Right.
Clean the screen. Clean the screen. Clean the screen. Right, so what else have we got? Windows Vista, two days away. Yeah, Tuesday.
So I'm going to be definitely buying mine. Got to find somewhere good to get it.
In game. It's listed on the system. Home, Premium, and Ultimate.
Yeah?
Yep. Upgrade versions, 249 and 249, I think, the prices.
What about Full? Or are there no good prices for them yet?
I could only find two of them on the system.
Oh, that's cool that you're going to be able to get them from at least places from games, so it's not like you're going to be limited for only net and going to stuff like PC World. You know, they're going to be able to get them all over the place, like normal Vistas.
Yeah, you might have also seen on my blog. Well, yeah, when Windows XP shipped, we saw quite a few copies of it in-game. Or Electronics Boutique, as it was then. Amazon.co.uk sales ranks from yesterday. I had a look, see what they were doing. Windows Vista Home Premium Upgrade was number 2. Office was at number 1. Vista Ultimate Upgrade, number 13. Home Premium Full, 26. And Vista Ultimate, 29.
When does Office 2007 come out?
Same day.
Ah, may have to get a copy of that as well.
Yeah. Here, have loads of money. Here, I could buy free Xbox 360 with this, have loads of money.
Yeah, I'll be going for the cheapest version. I only need it for the latest Windows and stuff like that.
Well, I don't think
and stuff.
The trouble with this time is they've changed the home, the student and whatever license, the cheaper one.
It's home and student now.
Yeah, it doesn't have Outlook anymore.
Don't need Outlook, I've got Outlook already that came with my phone. Will that work?
Outlook came with your phone? What, Outlook 2003?
It's just the Outlook Express thing, whatever it is.
Outlook Express comes with Windows.
It came with something different than I've already got. Not Outlook Express, it's Outlook.
Does it look like this? Microsoft Outlook.
Yeah.
That's their Uber email program and calendar program and task thing and everything else thing. It does everything.
Yeah, that came with the phone.
Oh, Zelia is trying to correct me on Electronics Boutique. Mr. Zelio, he says it's EB Games. Well, in the United Kingdom, which is this country far, far away from you,
it was called Electronics Boutique.
The actual original company is called Rhino Stores or something like that. And then they, you know, licensed the name Electronics Boutique, but that license ran out in 2005 or 2006,
yep.
And they rebranded everything over to Game.
Because Electronic Boutique UK bought Game out, and because they own the name of Game brand, they it's cheaper to use the name they already own than paying Electronic Boutique USA
1%
the name, so it was easier to transfer straight across.
Zelia also says that Outlook sucks. Well, what does he use? Outlook Express? Noob boy. That's what he is, a noob. Right, I'm not talking to him anymore. Let's slap him around. Right, so yeah, Buena Vista is 2 days away.
Yeah. Right, a couple of episodes ago, and a couple of episodes ago before that, someone mentioned about Supreme Commander. Every time, we forgot. I haven't had a chance. We keep forgetting to have a look. Now, we finally got... It popped into my head, and I went Supreme Commander. I keep seeing links for it here, then over, because it's getting extremely close. It's out around about
when is it
16th
out?
Of next month.
Awesome that it's being bought.
It was one of those games where I was a bit unsure. I looked at a really crappy video of IGN, sorry, and it was a really bad video that it had on there, and it wasn't exactly blowing the wind up my skirt, as we could call it. And I was kind of like, I wrote a little note for it for Paul and saying that, you know, this looks good, it looks innovative, but, you know, it's no Command & Conquer 3, yada, yada, yada. I imagine you'll probably play this if it's any good. I imagine you won't buy it unless it's free or it's absolutely amazing game sort of thing. And I just went, yada, yada, yada. And that was the end of it. And I thought, that'd be good. We explained it. It looks kind of cheesy, but it looked kind of cool. Mechs and stuff and blowing stuff up. Closed it all down, sent the email to my email account so that we could open up for GamerCast. While I was waiting for dinner to be cooked, I just opened up Games on that, and I was just having a surf. And I thought, oh, Supreme Commander. Clicked on it, see what it was. Came up, Windows Vista game.
Games thing. For Windows.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it, thinking, okay, I'm liking this. Paul will like that, at least. You know, it's got a plus side. It's got one plus for Paul. Got
yeah,
a video.
It will integrate with this doober here. Unlike all these evil games, which aren't on there anymore because I uninstalled them.
So
in your face, Star Trek Legacy.
Went on to, I was on game.net, looked at the video, started playing it. I thought, right, hit pause, let it get everything on there. And it was nearly time for dinner, so I thought, right, I'll watch this while Sarah's finishing cooking up. And watched it, and I was like, okay. Maps are absolutely humongous. There's ships. There's spaceships. There's flying ships. There's mechs. Tanks, troop carriers, more hovery things with turbines floating them, boats, battleships, submarines, boats that sprout mechanical spider legs and climb up onto the land with big humongous cannons on top. And the map, the battles were massive, and it was lush beaches, nice surrounding, rolling hills. It felt like Mech Warrior, but better. Bigger. Uber. Ooh, and... Even Paul's watching. I was kind of curious to what Paul's reaction would be. I was thinking Paul's going to come out and say, nah, it's crapper than CNC3. Nah, it's a load of shit. But got your attention, and it you know, it looks like it's no Command & Conquer. Command & Conquer is close enough.
It is better than Command & Conquer.
You think it's going to be better than Command & Conquer?
It's got all the cool things about Red Alert 1 and the early Command & Conquers. Because the trouble with all the new ones in Battle for Middle-Earth, it's just squished on like small
maps.
Yeah,
you're getting small.
You've got these stupid hills in the way which stop you from having like broad troop movements.
Mm.
So everything's got a choke point on it. You know, sure, have one or two choke points on the map, but don't have 8 choke points all the way up to the enemy base, because you just end up building towers in those choke points and it ruins the game.
This got a similar feel, I would say. This felt like an RTS of if you were playing on a Civ 4 map. You know, Civ 4, you've got the whole entire globe, and you're moving around, you're moving troops via boat, you're moving via land, and
you know, on this map on the video, it shows where there's a aerial battle. Then the aerial battle gets a bit more intense with boats coming into it. Then on this choke point, as it were, where there's only a small bit of land connecting to these two land masses, you've got a complete land battle, but the boats are coming in, aerial battle coming over the top. And the good thing about having larger maps is you can mobilize your base, get a bit closer, skirmish, base gets blown up. It's not the end of the world because your main base is on the other side of the map, which is so far away, and it just...
There's one thing that bugs me in... There's no strategic element of holding the map. You know, like in Battle for Middle-earth and things, a lot of times it just turns into a base war where the two bases, like, fight each other.
Yeah.
And you send your troops to the enemy base and that's it. You just ignore everything else on the map. And it doesn't get used.
Mm.
This game, because it's so big, you know, you could, if you were just sending your troops out to, like, just attack the enemy base, so what? It would take them so long to get there, they would have so much time to build up a force, which is why, you know, the whole map will be used for battles, or at least hopefully.
See, we get a lot more skirmishes, like I said, bases being pushed, small, like, encampments moved closer, and you work from there to populate your team to get closer again. Instead of having to send all your reinforcements permanently from your main base, having the vehicles, the best thing was, which even Paul liked, you got there, you know, you've got your battleships, one of them sinking, and all of a sudden, woof, out of the water, flipping submarine, and then all the sliders slide apart, and these big gun turrets slide out, and it's just like, it's gone back to old school, but now, and it does look quite nice. The bit with that big
graphics were average.
Yeah,
but that's to be expected because it is Humongo Battles.
It's RTS. I'm not that fussed. You're still good graphics compared to some of the old games, so I can live with that. I don't need clear.
If you had 2D graphics like Red Alert, it wouldn't be getting bored.
I'm quite
happy. So I just played Red Alert.
I'm quite happy for the loss of super major detail because at the end of the day, it's an RTS game. Who wants to zoom in and look at everything at the end of the game?
I want to look at the caterpillars on the grass.
As they get squished to spit your tank. Yeah. Look, caterpillar, squish. Another caterpillar, squish. But yeah, this is cool. Are we going to show them the video or are we just going to hit it play? And
we cannot show them the video because it's quick time and we've not set up the stream for it either. So.
Ah, never mind. So, we might be able to shove that on YouTube, but there's probably no point because this is not
a game. Already on there.
Yeah. So go have a look. If you want to go look at the video itself, go on to game.net and go to Supreme Commander and have a look at the link they got there and have a watch of the QuickTime video they got on there. It is pretty cool. I'm liking that. So I imagine that's probably a game me and Paul will probably buy, and it's something I'll probably play with him
a lot. Do you know if there's going to be a demo?
They were on about something to do with beta testing is out for you to play on, so I think it's their way of making it beta where it's really just a bloody demo. But for the person, I can't remember who it is that kept saying on about it, I would definitely say Supreme Commander, it is a game to go buy. If you like Command & Conquer, this is going to be good. If you're one of these people that is hardcore Command & Conquer small maps, close net. Flipping
File Planet subscribers, screw that.
Then it's not probably going to be for you, but it might be, it depends, but you know, if we can find a demo before it comes out, we'll shove a link up for that on the next episode, but it's definitely one to have another look in, so we're going to have a little bit more of a look hopefully for next episode and get some more detail of it, weaponry, vehicles, whatever I can find. I didn't have a chance to go find the official website for it because I had to eat my dinner and then motor up to here, but fairly impressed. Probably a game we'll buy from the looks of it. That looks like a real cool hardcore multiplayer game. I imagine that's going to be a lot but nicer on multiplayer because you're not going to be stepping on everybody's toes by basically you send your troops out like, oh, I've got space. You send troops out sideways, shit, I've just bounced into an enemy base and now I've started a bloody conflict. So
exactly.
It's going to be nice. It's going to have a similar feel to, it's like RTS but Civ 4 RTS where you've just got that bigger gap.
Civ 4 RTS.
Well, you know, Civ 4, you've got space. You're both away from each other, and then you slowly
merge. Well, it depends on the size of the map.
Yeah. But this, you've got that similar feel. You feel like you can be further away, and you've got more time. If you don't want to go exploring, you can just hide there and build your base up until someone sends a spy over, and then you just attack.
So yeah, we are looking forward to Supreme Commando.
Thank you for the person who said to go look at it. I'm glad, because it probably would have been those games that had gone under the radar and we would have just gone Supreme Commando, oh, that game that someone kept going on about and never really had a look at it. But yeah, very cool. So that's it for this show.
We'll be back next week with episode 58.
With a bit more on Supreme Commando, if we can find any more about
it. And maybe Windows Vista as well.
Yep, I should hopefully have mine on order by then. I doubt it would have arrived by next week. Unless I find myself extremely flush, where the fact I've just spent £200 on a holiday for February, going away for the weekend, so
if you're buggering up a GamerCast,
yes, unfortunately I will be buggering up a GamerCast.
Which week?
Holiday is yet to be confirmed. I've got to speak to the travel agent on Monday to confirm whether or not we can stay in this cottage, but it will be the weekend starting the 9th, so it'll be that
the 11th,
so it'll be moved on to the 12th for the live show.
Fun.
Which is good, because I've got plenty of free time for the 11th, because Sarah always goes off doing other stuff on the Monday, so I'm always free from doing anything on Monday, so we should be there.
And we will see you next week.
Yep, and also your Vista Ultimate will be activated properly because of the release.
The downloadable doobers.
Yeah, so you'll be able to give a bit of an overview of the stuff that is missing from
the funky videos, which will just probably annoy me after 5 minutes. Okay.
You need something subtle.
Well, yeah, because there's you'll be able to download extra ones as well from dream.wincustomized.whatever.com. So hopefully this will be activated on Tuesday as well. There we go.
Oh, that's nice. It was rolling clouds over the hill, grass blowing. I must say, it's quite nice what they've done. I imagine some.
So they've got developer tools up to make your own as well.
Ah, so you can.
Yeah, you can basically with this thing, StarDock are the people who developed it, and you can use videos which come bundled with Dream Scene, or you can like use animated wallpaper type things as well.
Right, but you can still click on any normal video of a family party and right click and add to desktop sort of thing. But if you want something looking a bit more professional, then you can come here and get a bit more toolage. I must admit, I'm looking forward to it, because I'm just going to do something really arty farty in 3D Studio Max and loop it, and just have that as a nice backdrop, but have something happening.
Just have someone running through the vision of the camera over and over.
Yeah.
Have to drive you up the wall. Okay, so that is it.
That is it.
Yeah, so we will see you next week.
With normal, send all your stuff to Puddle Forums for the chats, feedback at gamercast.net, send us your audio reviews of anything. If anybody's out there who's gone over level 60 on WoW Burning Crusade, you want to send an audio review of Outland and what you found out there, flying mounts and yada yada yada, then please do send out an audio review. I'd like to hear more about it, because I've yet to get to that level. And we shall see you
next week.
Catch you guys later.